Well, it's Joe Biden's Dirty Dozen. Oh, you got to hear this. And I've discovered that I don't care what's going on in your world. Whatever problem you have, it's Donald Trump's fault. Hello, world. I'm Greg Patton. News and stuff like this right after this very important message. Ah, you know it's true. We're battling the flu bug again. Just seems like yesterday. You know, the enemy can strike you in so many ways, including illness, sickness, sure. His attacks often surround external things. Injury of some sort, assault, loss of a job, betrayal by that good friend of yours. You were served divorce papers. A sudden drop in the value of your home. A flood, a fire destroyed your house. You know, any of a wide variety of attacks can come your way and threaten your body, your finances, your relationships, your careers. How safe are you? The material things that you have. For me, as far as heading into the demonic area, was attacked from the outside from a young girl that was filled with demons. Set us on a path for an all-new ministry. For you, the attack may be something very different today. And maybe you're walking to work, get into work and find out, oh, they've eliminated your job. And maybe going for a routine medical appointment to find out cancer. Any number of things, my friend. We talk about it all in the Invisible War on the Saints, available at InvisibleWarOnTheSaints.com. Or you can call SWRC.com, 1-800-652-1144. Believe me when I say we did this just to help you. We battled decades with the enemy and went to the University of Hard Knocks in demon battles. You can read the book and be way ahead of where we were after years. Thank you so much. InvisibleWarOnTheSaints.com. What in the world is going on? We're going to talk about this at length here in a couple of minutes. Again, Biden's destruction of America. But let's lead with this one. The Biden administration's new State Department diversity chief. What? Previously called America's failed historic model, has demanded the destruction of tradition at every juncture on the altar of anti-racism. Secretary of State Antony Blinken announced last week the appointment of Zachara Carr Johnson as their chief diversity and inclusion officer, all demonic. Blinken touted Carr Johnson for bringing expertise and a fresh perspective on how we build back a great America. What a bunch of... Oh, I can't say that. Carr Johnson previously served as then-President Barack Obama's senior advisor and director of the First Race, Ethnicity, and Social Inclusion Unit in the State Department. So let's just cut to the chase here. This new State Department diversity chief believes the United States is a failed historical model with a colonizing past. And we need to remake the real America. I'm telling you, oh my. Well, let's do a flashback to last Friday. I forgot about this come Monday. I was going to conclude some things about Joe Biden, things that you already know, but... The Dirty Dozen, I guess, is what I started to call them. I got so wrapped up, certain things got bumped Monday and Tuesday, and I said I could get it back there today. You know, if an enemy wanted to destroy this country, could he or she do anything much more catastrophic than what is already currently happening in our country with this squatter in the White House and what his team is doing? I mean, Biden is assaulting every mechanism, every protocol that we have lived by for years since you were, well, alive, born. Why are those controlling this guy, using him to advance so much of a destructive agenda? Again, if you wanted to destroy America, could you do it any better than Biden is doing it? Wiping out a 2,000-mile border, we talked about that Friday, running up a $35 trillion national debt for crying out loud, appeasing and subsidizing enemies like Iran and China, huh? In a multiracial democracy, redefine identity only as one's tribal affiliation. I mean, ensure each identity group rivals the other for victimhood and the state spoils that it can confer. Reboot all political issues by race and sex oppressors and the oppressed. Destroy all meritocratic standards of admission and retention and promotion and commendation. Oh, my goodness. Recalibrate violent crime as, well, understandable. Cry of the heart expressions of social justice in this country. He was such a good man. Really? Ensure no bail and same-day release for arrested repeat violent felons. Emphasize with the violent killer and rapist. Ignore the victim, especially if they're police officers. Emasculate the military by using a standard of race and gender and sexual orientation that's not been used in the past to determine promotion and commendation. Not let the best man or woman win. Oh, no. Deliberately impugn as racist and insurrectionist the largest demographic in the military, who in recent wars died at twice their numbers in the population, so that they leave or never join the military. Encourage retired high officers to slander their commander-in-chief, cut the defense budget, stop producing sufficient weapons but leave billions of dollars worth of arms to terrorists like Afghanistan. Reinvent the justice system to indict, bankrupt, convict, jail, and eliminate every political opponent. Use ballot removal, impeachment, civil lawsuits, state and federal indictments, rather than elections to defeat an opponent. Mob the homes of non-compliant Supreme Court justices and attack them personally by name. Encourage the fusion of the bureaucratic state with the electronic media to form a powerful force for political audit, surveillance, censorship, coercion. Marry the FBI to the Silicon Valley and hire its contractors to warp the news and hound supposed enemies of the people. They determine who those people are. Make war on affordable gasoline and natural gas. Substitute some inefficient, unreliable, and expensive wind and solar power, even as energy prices nearly bankrupt the middle class in America. Marry late, but preferably not at all. Consider males as toxic human beings, especially boys. Have no children or as few as possible. Otherwise, assure children that they are entitled and must be sheltered. Raise them to have grievances against past generations and the current norms. Isn't this something, my friend? Turn world-class universities into indoctrination centers. Suspend the Bill of Rights on campuses. Train youth to graduate despising their own culture and their own civilization. Recruit foreign students from hostile nations to subsidize campus commissar bloat. Replace the curriculum with therapeutic propaganda. Ban the SAT and ACT scores and do not evaluate comparative high school GPAs. Ensure merit does not select the student body. Charge tuition higher than the rate of inflation. Make it available to as few as possible. Bill the government when students default on their loans. Why could those controlling this sleepy guy in the basement of the White House be doing all of this? Well, they're nuts. They're delusional. They think their socialist and globalist agendas are working and will save America. They are raging nutcases who do not like this country and deliberately want it destroyed as a service to the world. A ruined USA is preferable to a strong America. The old gray mare ain't what she used to be. They want to erase the old United States as a prerequisite for creating an entirely new America. A flood of evil that will arise from the ashes with no trace or even memory of things gone by. They have no agenda. They're aimless fools and utter incompetence. They're bunglers, just wing it somehow day to day in response to what their radical media, left-leaning loonies, academic and political masters dictate is necessary for them to retain power. They have no idea of the damage they're doing for the most part. 2 plus 2 is probably not 4. There's cause for some hope in America, this remaking of America. People are fed up. You know it. You hear it every day on the news now. They'll might color it a different way, but people are fed up with what they've witnessed the last 3 years, and they're going to have an accounting. They want an accounting this fall. I'm telling you, if that guy doesn't get back in the White House, you're history, my friend. America is history. Well, it was just a matter of time before they came up with this one. Those of you that want to make America great again, those of you that might be leaning to the right, all the left-leaning loonies are claiming now that those recent attacks on women in New York City, have you heard about this? Where just randomly somebody comes up and punches a woman in the face. Anyway, it's your fault, men. Men who are fans of Donald Trump are the ones doing this. Is this insane or what? So, in essence, this thing happening, well, anywhere, any earthquake, any problems you have, it's all Donald Trump's fault. A report coming out of the conservative Blaze today explains that it was an article by Amanda Marcotti that she claims the recent attacks, they're sometimes blindside punches that have severely injured women in New York, were animated by the same misogyny behind support for Donald Trump. In other words, you're a Donald Trump person? You are a nutcase. These stories resonate from coast to coast as well because the nation is having a moment of increasingly unhinged male fury at women in America for daring to have lives that are centered around something other than catering to every man's whim. It's Donald Trump's fault. I can handle this. Where is my gun? It's probably the future. More confusion. The hardest worker in academia today is AI, artificial intelligence. Over the last year, high school and college students turned in over 22 million papers that used some form of AI, according to data just received, which detects plagiarism and AI in schoolwork. It's been about a year and a half since generative AI tools like ChatGPT flooded the internet. Everybody seems to be using it today in one form or another, including many Christians and preachers. He said it a long time ago, talking about Elon Musk of Twitter, well, now X, predicted that AI, artificial intelligence, will be smarter than anyone on the face of this earth by next year. In a major ruling yesterday, the state Supreme Court revived a state law from 1864. This is in Arizona, banning all abortions except when they're necessary to save the mom's life. Oh, that's going to get a hot setting there. Google's getting serious about chip wars. The tech giant announced that it's making a new ARM-based CPU called Axion to buttress its artificial intelligence work, joining Microsoft and Amazon in funding its own chips. They say this is going to be scary in the days ahead. The parents of that Michigan school shooter sent to prison, James and Jennifer Crumbly, were each sentenced to 10 to 15 years in prison for involuntary manslaughter. In the first time ever account that parents have been directly responsible for their child's attack, according to the courts. They're saying this is going to be scary in the days ahead. Now, here's one that I will never get. From the time I was a little child, I thought, this is really stupid. Wrestling. Not real wrestling. The stuff on TV and people go thousands to see these people act out wrestling. They have set all kinds of records. Highest attendance ever, WrestleMania, viewership, and merchandise sales of products. Oh yeah, we are definitely losing it in America. And finally, got warm around the house here in Fort Wayne yesterday. Thought about the air conditioner. Thought about this also. You're going to be told pretty soon to lower your AC usage to stop overwhelming the electric grid, for crying out loud, while being told to drive that electric car. Idiots. Again, another big congratulations to all of you that went to college and paid all your bills. You have no college debt. Oh, wait a minute. Yeah, you do again now. Here, let's try to make sense of this. They banned a sitting president from Twitter, impeached the guy twice, jailed so many of his supporters, raided his home, indicted him four times, millions of dollars in debt, and they tell you that you are a fascist. Oh, good grief. Where's my Bible? I'm going to tell you what I think. Dog lovers, give me your attention. I told you earlier this week that Willow, the new golden retriever we had, decided that she wanted the sirloin steak more than we did for supper. But last night, oh, she jumped up, snuggled around my neck. She is a 60-pound lap dog. At least she thinks she is. She's just a lover. You know, no dog ever abandoned you because you were old or sick or had something inconvenient going on because of your lifestyle choice. Only a weak person, listen very carefully, only a weak person will come up with some unjustifiable reason to get rid of a dog and break its heart so their lives can be made a little easier. I think it says even a lot about your walk with God. Well, there's reasons why you would have to, but most of them aren't valid. In the book of Romans, chapter 6, Paul addresses sin. Are you dead? What shall we say then? Are we to continue in sin so that grace may increase, abound? Far from it. How shall we who died in sin still live in it? Or do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus have been baptized into his death? Therefore, we have been buried with him through baptism unto death, so that just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, so we too may walk in newness of life. For we have become united with him in the likeness of his death. Certainly we shall also be in the likeness of his resurrection. And knowing this, that that old self was crucified with him in order that the body of sin might be done away with, so that we would no longer be slaves to this thing called sin. For the one who has died is freed from sin. Now we have died with Christ. We believe that we also shall live with him, knowing that Christ, having been raised from the dead, is never to die again. Death is no longer a master over him. For the death that he died to sin once for all time. But the life that he lives to God. So you too, consider yourselves to be dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus. Wow, great message from the first 11 verses of Romans chapter 6. Here's what I think. The message of salvation is simple enough for a child to understand, right? Yet it's so profound that no human mind can ever fully comprehend salvation. You would have to be on an equal plane with God to be able to do that. One thing many people find perplexing is this concept of dying with Christ. Have I died with him? That phrase comes from Romans 6:6. There Paul writes, our old self was crucified, died with him. But what does that mean? With Jesus' crucifixion, all of mankind's sin, all of it, beloved, including yours, was nailed to the cross and canceled out, according to Colossians 2:14. Or as Galatians 5:24 says, the flesh with its passions and desires has been put to death. This means the person you were prior to salvation was crucified with the Savior, Jesus. You can never be that person again. The old you is dead. The person that you are today is a brand new creation, according to the Word of God, a child of God, clothed in the righteousness of God, Isaiah 61:10. Now, while our full victory over sin won't be complete here on earth, we can be confident that Jesus has declared believers are holy and righteous, oh, and blameless. Paul explained it this way, consider yourselves to be dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus, Romans 6:11. You know, if you believe that Jesus is your Savior, well, let's move forward then with confidence and peace, that new identity you have in him. Don't let the enemy get after you or use people to challenge you in this. You are crucified with Christ. You are a new creation. You know, and some people think, and it's wrong, some people think that they can receive salvation, be saved, and go on living as they did before. I talked about this Sunday in my church. 2 Corinthians 5:17 seems to be pretty clear, isn't it? If anyone's in Christ, this person's a new creation. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. It's important that you realize that this new creation is not an add-on to the old you, but rather a completely new self. I oftentimes liken it to the old Cadillacs, the old Lincolns, had the spare tire on the back. Beautiful. You don't add that on to your life, my friend, salvation. Oh, no, it's all new. The person in Christ is a person forever changed. This new self is created to be like God, truly righteous, truly holy, according to Ephesians 4:24. Not only will sin lose its attraction for the believer, but there will also be an appreciation for the Word of God and a desire to reflect His righteousness more and more in your life. Are you there yet? I've discovered as a senior, it's a little bit easier to do. If we don't see evidence of these things in your life, what does that say about the condition of your heart truly? Jesus promises that salvation can't be lost, John 10:28. Once a child of God, always a child of God. That's what I believe. But it is possible to become apathetic about our identity in Christ. Does your lifestyle demonstrate that you are a new creation? What is your attitude towards sin and the pursuit of righteousness in this whole world? Though none of us will live perfectly, the desire of our heart should be to move in the direction of this new self, which has been created in Christ-likeness. Does that make sense? It's what I think. And what do you think about faith? James chapter 1. You know, our faith is the heart of our Christian life. By faith we're saved, we receive forgiveness of our sins, we enjoy a fantastic personal relationship with God, and we have assurance of our salvation. By faith we experience the peace of God and the power of the Holy Spirit in our lives. Through faith our prayers are answered. Yet, you know, our lives and especially our prayers tend to be characterized with doubt and wavering faith. How do you lose that? How do you lose your faith? Well, you can apply human thinking to your circumstances. Sometimes God is going to require you to do something which human reasoning disagrees totally. Isaiah 55:9. And then we allow our feelings to overcome our faith. It could be a sense of unworthiness or inadequacy that stumbles you. Fear of criticism by others, that pride wells up. Failure might cause us to doubt that we can do what God asks us to do. I've failed here before, so. And then we fail to see God at work in our circumstances of life. Doubts creep in when we have asked Him to take action and nothing appears to be happening. What's the deal, God? We have guilt over sin, past or present. You know, you can't operate with a strong faith when you are under conviction of sin or dwelling on guilt over past wrongdoings. You know that's true. We listen to the enemy's lies. In our message, The Invisible War on the Saints, it's your fear and Satan's lies. And he's really good at instilling those into your mind. Satan is the father of lies, whose objective it is to have us reject God's truth and believe his deception instead. And then you and I need to seek forgiveness. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. See if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Faith is defined as being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. Hebrews 11:1. What is the condition of your faith this day? Do the words sure and certain describe your faith? I believe that's a necessity for a really good Christian walk. That's what I think. And finally, I'm not sure which one's going to drive me crazier. All the grandkids or my dog Willow that I've already talked about. Yesterday, there was a Fort Wayne City police officer holding my dog down in the front yard. She decided to scare the fire out of the Amazon driver. And boy, I had to do some fast talking on that one. I tell you what. You know, I spend about 4 or 5 minutes every day choosing a TV channel to leave on for Willow while I get away to do my radio show here. And then I go do my show and people actually take me seriously as a real preacher and a real radio commentator. Oh, I don't know. Hey, I've had my say for another day. You've been listening to Hello World Monday through Friday, every day at this time on this good Christian radio station. And that's the way it is. Wednesday, April the 10th, 2024. Yep, I am Greg Patton. God bless. Thank you for your time. Have a great day.